Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Jonathan sent me a story yesterday. He knew it would catch my attention, but it was timely because yesterday I did the video about updating the $100 challenge on the driver's license issue, and I've canceled the challenge, but I have not canceled the $100 bill. It's still back there. That's too much fun. I'm not a monster. So we'll keep the $100 bill floating around in the background, but the challenge is now expired. So the story is out of Wisconsin. Chris Higgins wrote it for the Kenosha News, and I learned a lot of things in the story, including the fact that Wisconsin's got a pretty big town called Beaver Dam. Now, I knew they had a town called Frog Station, but Beaver Dam? Well, a woman from Beaver Dam has lost her lawsuit, alleging that vehicle regulations infringe on her constitutional rights. She said, asking me to have a driver's license or registration or insurance is a violation of my constitutional rights. So she took that to court, and she is now lost. So there's that. The city of Beaver Dam won a case in the Wisconsin Court of Appeals over whether state laws regulating motor vehicle use infringe on constitutional rights. Last year, the woman from Beaver Dam was issued citations after being found operating a motor vehicle without insurance, without a registration, without carrying a driver's license, and to top that off, she's said to have provided false information to mislead an officer after being pulled over for expired plates. So, of course, if you're not doing anything wrong, why don't you give the cops your real information? She took the citations to Dodge County Circuit Court following a municipal court situation, and a judge upheld the citations in June. The judge ordered her to pay fines totaling $546.40. She then took the case to the Court of Appeals. She argued in her brief that she has a right to drive on public highways freely unencumbered under the Constitution, and that state laws requiring insurance, license, and vehicle registration infringe on those constitutional rights. The city attorney argued that the right to travel does not translate into an unfettered right to travel on public roads free of government regulation, and that the courts have repeatedly held that operating a motor vehicle is a privilege properly regulated by the state. The Court of Appeals ruled this month that the driver was wrong. They upheld the citations. And now, if she wants to, she could appeal this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And if she loses that, she could appeal that to SCOTUS. And if she got them to rule, it's a whole different ballgame. But we'll see if that happens. The city attorney for Beaver Dam said a large amount of time and effort went into the case and making clear that the state laws about driving are for the safety of the community. She said that this is the first time she's had to take a municipal citation to the Court of Appeals. And Beaver Dam was vindicated that what we do is in the best interest, she said. So again, Beaver Dam woman loses lawsuit alleging vehicle regulations infringe on her constitutional rights. And it sounds like she's making the exact same arguments that everyone else makes on this. Not everyone else makes the argument, but the people who do make the arguments, that's what they say. And many, many, many state courts have said that the states are allowed to regulate the use of the roads therein. And I had several people in response to the video yesterday where I said that I'm finally going to take the challenge down because it's been up for 2 years without anybody getting close. I had several people say, but Steve, it isn't the Constitution that you can move your personal goods by horse and buggy. More than one person said that. And I'd say, where in the Constitution is that? And the Constitution is not that big of a document. So if you wanted to, you could go to the Constitution website. There's actually a website for it. And do a search for the word horse and or buggy and see if the phrase horse and buggy appears therein. I don't think it does. But people actually said, no, it's in the Constitution. You have the right to move your belongings by horse and buggy. So when they were drafting the Constitution, apparently they were looking out for the big stuff, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, and horse and buggy, so as long as you can move your personal belongings. And it's kind of strange because I've seen that comment or heard that phrase many times before. And for it's like the expectation of privacy. It just sounds good. It sounds good, but there is no horse and buggy guarantee in the Constitution. I don't know where people get that from. But, well, I do know where they get it from. They get it from the internet. The internet, they're looking in the wrong places. But let's get back to Wisconsin. The fact that there's a town called Beaver Dam in the headline. And again, I'm not making fun of the name. I talk all the time about Bad Axe, Michigan. I mean, you know, we've got some names over here too. Beaver Dam, though. And I thought to myself, I've never heard of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And I feel bad because when I looked it up, it's got 16,000 people in it. Population 16,000 people live in Beaver Dam. And Beaver Dam is a town that sits right next to Beaver Dam Lake. So there's also apparently a very large lake called Beaver Dam Lake, which leads me to question, and I could have done research on this. I'm not going to speculate. I'm simply going to ask the question. If any viewers are in the area of Beaver Dam or know about it, is the lake formed by a beaver dam? And if so, is that a really big dam? It must be. But for those of you who are curious, it's kind of northwest of Milwaukee and northeast of Madison. So you got, I'll do it backwards for the two people in the audience who are upset by this. If Milwaukee is here and Madison is here, Beaver Dam is right here. But I've ridden my bicycle years ago in Wisconsin, up and down the Door Peninsula, which is what forms Green Bay. And ironically, there's a place in there called Death's Door, which I did not know about at the time, but I became aware of later. But on that ride, we passed through a town called Frog Station. And Frog Station is as small as it sounds. And in fact, I remember being kind of surprised seeing a sign that says, you know, Frog Station. And as I passed it, I turned and there's another sign going the other way, pretty much. It's an old joke, but I think it was true. And so in later years, this is before the internet, I think about that, go, Frog Station, Wisconsin. But it shows up on some maps and not others. But if you do a Google map search for Frog Station, Wisconsin, it pops up. It's an actual place, but it's basically an intersection of two roads. And I did manage to figure out that apparently there's a guy who lived near that intersection whose nickname was Frog. And I think it's named after him, but although he could have gotten the nickname and gotten it from the place. But apparently he ran a bar near that intersection. And the bar became a really, really popular place with locals during hunting season and during football season. And apparently the guy whose nickname was Frog was beloved by people around that area. So again, Frog Station, Wisconsin. I've always been fascinated by the name. I love place names. But Beaver Dam Woman, I guess, might replace Florida Man for a little while in our speech, because Beaver Dam Woman was driving without a license, registration, or insurance. And when she was ticketed for all three, and she also gave the police officer a fake ID or something, she provided false information. She wound up paying fines and costs of $546.40, and she took that to the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. So like I said, she is now in a position where if she wants to, she can appeal that to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I don't think they have to hear her case, but if they chose to, they could. And in some states, higher courts have addressed this and said, no, you need those things. The law says you do, and the law is not unconstitutional. So there you go. So out of the Kenosha News, Chris Higgins wrote it, and Jonathan sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments? And remember, the $100 bill is still back there and will stay with us. Not in our hearts, but on the set. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Do people who go to the gym to feel the burn know nothing of fiery, spicy food?